Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. Then, there's the natural hormonal changes our body goes through, perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. The good news is, we don't have to suffer through it anymore. The good news is we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com using code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today. I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, R-E-J-O-Y.
To whoever this may impact, sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us where we're really meant to be. Sometimes change feels like loss, transformation is scary, and sometimes to discover the best versions of ourselves, we must let go of absolutely everything that's holding us down. Welcome to I Missed Me, your new safe space. I'm excited to form a part of your healing journey. Put on your own oxygen mask before helping others. Probably sounds familiar if you've ever traveled and had to listen to the very repetitive turbulent speech. I used to find it pointless when I was younger. However, and as I've gotten older, experienced healing, and gotten to know myself, the turbulent speech is actually a perfect representation for what putting yourself first actually means. When turbulence hits, whether on a plane or in life, you need to be able to breathe yourself before you can help anyone around you. Without taking the time to make sure that you are safe and stable, you risk running out of energy and resources to offer genuine support to others. Self-care, in this sense, isn't just a nice thing to do. It's the foundation for being effective and compassionate in your relationships. It is necessary. Think about it this way. Imagine yourself as a cup. When your cup is full, you can pour into others. It feels natural and it feels generous. You have plenty of clean water to give and to keep. However, when your cup is running low and you start wanting to give more than what you actually have, you will start feeling drained, resentful, and exhausted. Taking care of yourself fills your cup. Taking care of yourself means turning the faucet on, pausing the giving, and prioritizing the feeling. Understanding that you cannot give water to others if your cup is empty, and that the longer you take filling your cup, the more water you will have. And the more water you have, the more you can give it from a place of abundance instead of scarcity. So, what does putting on your oxygen mask actually look like in real life? I think social media has created a big misconception around what self-care and putting yourself first actually look like, because it is not just about doing nice things for yourself, taking bubble baths, face masks, and treating yourself to something special. Because while those things can be beautiful ways to show kindness to yourself, they will never heal your emotional exhaustion. Putting yourself first goes way deeper than that. It is about taking an honest look at what you need to feel whole, stable, and fulfilled. Sometimes that means setting boundaries, saying no to extra responsibilities so you can focus on healing and recharging. Other times, it means allowing yourself to take a break or even seek out support and advice from others instead of giving it to yourself this time. Putting yourself first means truly prioritizing your needs in a sustainable way and deciding that because you want to continue to help, the first person that you will start helping is yourself. It is also important to realize that taking care of yourself first isn't a one-time thing only. It's a practice. You don't just fill your cup once and then forget about it. Life constantly throws and will continue to throw new challenges our way. So we have to continuously check in with ourselves and ask, what do I need right now to feel grounded and okay? Let's be honest, putting yourself first can feel selfish. We're often conditioned to think that selflessness is the ultimate kindness. If you grew up as a people pleaser, the word selfish might be a trigger. And you might even prefer and choose the pain of giving more than what you have than to ever have to say no and making a decision for your well-being. I get it. I've been there too. But if there's one thing I've learned about life, is that it loves us so much that if we don't start taking care of ourselves willingly, life will force us to by isolating us. Not because we deserve to be alone, but because we finally need it. Prioritizing your own well-being isn't selfish. It is responsible. When you take care of yourself, you create a solid foundation. Imagine your well-being as a garden. Neglecting your self-care is like leaving that garden unattended. Weeds will take over. Plants will start dying, and the soil will dry up. Self-care is the act of weeding, watering, and tending your own needs. A well-tended garden can create fruits and flowers to share with others, but an unattended garden struggles to provide anything. Healing might look like pulling out those old weeds of past trauma, or letting new, healthier habits take root. This intentional nurturing creates a balanced life that sustains you and allows you to give back naturally. From that place of strength, you can now show up as the best version of yourself for your family, for your friends, and for your community. Next time that you hear the turbulent speech, let it be a reminder that you are allowed and encouraged to take care of yourself. It is okay to put your needs first sometimes, to breathe, and to make sure you're okay. Because only then can you really show up for others in a meaningful, healthy, and lasting way. So bestie, if this is resonating with you, and if you are the type of person that has trouble putting yourself first because you feel like it's selfish, and you're scared that if you start putting yourself first, you're gonna start losing whoever you were putting before you, just know that whoever loves you, and is truly meant to be in your life, will want you to love you too. And in order to love yourself, you must start by taking care of yourself first. Decide who you want to be selfish with, others or yourself. Decide who you want to hurt by putting boundaries, others because they are not allowed to disrespect you anymore, or yourself because you are allowing disrespect. Decide who you want to prioritize, others because if you don't, you will lose them, or yourself because if not, you will lose yourself. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It is the foundation for every single relationship, every goal, and every part of your life that you want to build. When you choose to prioritize yourself, you're making a commitment to show up as the best version of you. Not just for you, but for everyone around you. Loving yourself starts with setting boundaries. It means deciding that your energy, time, and peace are valuable. When you choose to prioritize those things, you're not just saying no to others. You're saying yes to yourself. You're deciding that you are worthy of respect, worthy of rest, and worthy of care, because you are. And if that means others feel uncomfortable or question your choices, let them. That's not your burden to carry. Boundaries are a way of honoring yourself. They're a way of showing yourself that you deserve kindness, that you deserve to feel safe, and that you deserve relationships that lift you up rather than drain you. Putting yourself first doesn't mean you care less about others. It means you care enough about them to show up fully, to offer them the best version of yourself rather than a version that's exhausted and depleted. Self-care and putting yourself first is more than a cliche quote. It is about preserving your energy, protecting your mental health, and making choices that align with who you are. It is about choosing to live in a way that reflects the respect, love, and kindness you want to give to yourself. Because when you prioritize your well-being, everything else flows from there. Who are you showing up for, really? If you aren't showing up for yourself first. If you want to give the world your best, it starts with giving your best to yourself first. Putting yourself in the forefront doesn't mean you love others less. It means you're loving yourself enough to create a solid foundation for everything and everyone you care about. Remember, you deserve to feel whole. You deserve to be a priority in your own life. Start small if you need to. Say no more often. Take time to rest and do things that nurture your soul. This is your journey. And you are allowed to put yourself first. Prioritizing yourself and putting yourself first is the only way that you will truly realize who is actually meant to stay in your life. The only people that will get offended by you establishing boundaries are the ones that were taking advantage of you for not having any. Your plants cannot grow by watering others. Your plants cannot grow if the sunlight is focused on everyone but you. And your plants cannot grow without being acknowledged. Do yourself a favor and allow yourself to realize and experience how beautiful of a garden you can have. So bestie, shift the focus from what can I do to be enough for others to what can I start doing to feel and become enough for myself first. With love, Mafi. Besties, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with anyone that might need to listen. Don't forget that we have a membership, where as soon as you sign up, you will receive an I Missed Me hoodie. Plus, you have access to an exclusive episode every single month, printable activities, meditations, monthly challenges, PDF guides, and behind-the-scenes content. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media, I Missed Me Podcast, on Instagram and TikTok, and subscribe to I Missed Me's YouTube channel, I Missed Me Podcast. I will see you guys on our next episode.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.